This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Several medical witnesses in the case of one of the former police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain testified that McClain died from ketamine, not from actions by police. This is according to grand jury testimony obtained by the Denver Gazette in a document from the former cop's lawyers. McClain died in 2019 after police placed him in two chokeholds and then paramedics injected him with ketamine. The three officers and two paramedics face felony charges in McClain's death and have court dates in August. Some Colorado parents may be excited about a new state law that gives their children 10 free hours of pre-K a week. But Ann Shimke, a reporter with Chalkbeat, says it might not work for everyone.
I think the other states that have it do feel like it's successful, but I don't think anybody feels like it's a perfect program that's reaching all the kids who need it.
Shimke says families may find it hard to send their kids to school for half a day, and people who live in rural areas may not have enough providers. Despite that, research says about 75% of families who have access to similar programs in other states do use them. Congressman Jason Crow was part of a top-level U.S. congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that secretly visited Ukraine over the weekend. In a three-hour meeting in Kyiv late Saturday with the Ukrainian president, Pelosi and Crow vowed that the U.S. would stand with Ukraine. Crow told reporters in Poland that the U.S. needs to do more to aid in Ukraine. This is CPR News.